I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW Original Podcasts.
Hi, I'm KYW's Dave Uram. Major League Baseball is planning on moving forward with the coronavirus-delayed 2020 season, even though the league and the players haven't come to terms on how to hold the season. Because of the original agreement on March 26, baseball has the power to implement a schedule, which is now what they plan on doing. They're asking the union to let them know if the players can report to Spring Training 2.0 by July 1st, and if they can agree on health and safety protocols. Monday night, when we learned the PA voted down MLB's final offer, I spoke with Radio.com Sports MLB insider Bob Nightingale. The interview happened before MLB made its announcement about implementing the schedule. So this interview was edited down a bit so there wouldn't be any outdated questions, answers, or topics as of early Tuesday morning. Here's my chat with Bob Nightingale. On the line to talk about this is Radio.com Sports MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls are brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series, available on Radio.com/Dell. Bob, thank you so much for the time to talk about these developments. Why did the players vote against MLB's 60-game proposal with that 33-5 vote?
Well, they just thought that you should have been playing longer games anyway. They thought they wanted longer season, I should say. They wanted 7-8 games. They wanted a bigger postseason pool. And MLB, who thought they had an agreement last week, and Rob Manfred had told the owners he thought he had an agreement. So somebody said, hey, we're done changing anything. We're done negotiating. We're sticking with 60 games, our $25 million postseason pool. And that was it. And the players, you know, we're going to turn it down Sunday, waited a day, and then did it Monday.
Why do you think it came out to a 33-5 vote?
I don't know why it was so one-sided. You know, maybe there was a bunch of staunch hardline guys in there. You're talking about 8 guys in the executive committee. You're talking about 30 player reps. Over half the players are represented by Scott Boras. It's a very hardline negotiator. So, yeah, who knows the exact reason? But a little surprised it was that. I thought it was going to be closer. I thought maybe it was Sunday. It would have been that, but not now.
How much did the option to have a grievance come into their decision?
Well, I think it's the pot of gold. You know, it's like, okay, it could be worth hundreds of million dollars, or it could be worth, you know, zero. You know, those grievances are always a long shot. In this case, it might even be more of a longer shot, Dave, in the sense that pandemic shut down all the spring training facilities over the weekend. Every club except for possibly the Toronto Blue Jays are now have to train in their own home city. So I would think MLB could say, you know what? Hey, we could have played more games than we wanted to. The pandemic was shutting everything down.
Bob, so many people, as you know, are so frustrated with the back and forth and the constant delay in getting a final decision done in terms of what the coronavirus delayed 2020 season is going to look like. When do you think a final decision on the season, regardless of what that is, will be made? Do you think it will absolutely be made this week?
Oh, absolutely. Time's running out. You know, not enough time to play with here, Dave. I mean, if you start the season on July 29th, you only got about 62, 63 days in there. So you got to squeeze that in. I'm sorry, July 27th, you got 63 days. So if they want a 60-game season, they got to get it done quick. So you got to start in the spring training sometime around the first week of July Because you need 3 weeks of spring training, a couple of days too for the players to go through the testing program.
What does a grievance mean? What's that going to look like? How will that affect this baseball season in 2020?
Well, right now I think there's a lot of hostility, Dave. I mean, the players have come back very bitter at the owners. Owners bitter at the players. Now you only have 10 playoff teams. You got a chance to have some flukes make the playoffs. You got a real good chance to have some good teams get left out. Anybody gets the playoffs in a short season. We'll still have the DH, I believe, in both leagues because of the safety and health. We'll still have that. So much frustration and bitterness. Before they were talking about, miking up the players and the broadcast and having fun with it. Now that's gone. I can see the players having, very little cooperation, saying, I'm not interested in doing a bunch of these interviews or things like that. I'm just going to play ball.
So how much do you think this is going to affect the 2021 CBA negotiations when that comes after next season?
Well, Dave, I think that, as nasty as these negotiations are, I think it'll even be worse because you're talking about so many more issues, trying to overhaul the whole system. Granted, you're going to have a lot more time to do so. But, if you had to place odds on a work stoppage after December 1st, you certainly have it very high. And if they can't work something out during these trying times, how are you going to do it next year?
A word I keep bringing up with everybody who I'm having conversations about this topic with, Bob, is optics. What do you think the optics right now of baseball? Do you think this is going to hurt the sport in terms of fan interest?
Oh, I think it will. I mean, once they start playing again and people get excited in September, these games are going to count about 2.5 or 3 times as much as normal because now it is a sprint. It's not a marathon. So I think that bitterness will fade. It will not fade if there's no season, particularly if it's just over economics. But I think it would fade in time. Who knows? Maybe fans would have been so disgusted over the, having games in a tie like you talked about or having the runner in second base in the 10th inning. I know the traditionalists were very upset about that, and now that won't happen.
Well, I guess what I've been burying so far, Bob, I've kind of been burying the lead as we talk about this back and forth, and you know what I'm burying. I'm burying the health and safety aspect, which is a huge hurdle to getting the season going. How difficult, this has been such a back and forth with the finances and the schedule length. How difficult is it going to be to get some sort of agreement on health and safety protocols and then making sure that it is safe enough for players to play in light of the recent spike in coronavirus positive tests?
Well, that's a huge concern, Dave. MLB had 40 positive tests last week. You're talking about players and staff members, complete nightmare. So when everybody gets together and has, somebody in spring training, who knows what's going to happen? Maybe all this is for naught. Maybe you can't even play. So you're absolutely right. Nobody knows. But it's very scary what's going on in baseball in spring. And obviously we've seen all the college football programs get shut down for no workouts as well.
How do you think the recent spike in tests, the 40 that you just mentioned, how much do you think that factored in to the players' decision tonight to vote down the 60-game schedule?
Well, I thought it would have helped tell the truth because the players realized that we can't get 70 games in anyway. We'd be lucky to get 60 games. There was a fear among players that, maybe there's only 35 games that are played. The season shut down for a while, but yet they still have postseason. So, the players wanted to have a guarantee of 60 games, and they just couldn't get that, MLB wasn't going to do that without knowing how many games they can get in.
When this started weeks ago, and we knew that it was going to get contentious, did you think on June 22nd there would still be no agreement?
No, I did not, Dave. I didn't think it would go this far. I thought it would get done a couple weeks ago. It really did. I was pretty optimistic. So I didn't even think you'd have to mandate the season. Maybe the fact he's not going to do it for a couple of days still holds out a little bit of hope. But no, I thought for sure they would have had a deal done by then.
Do you think that any players, Bob, are going to opt out of the season since an agreement is probably not going to be reached?
I don't know, Dave. I don't know if players with health concerns, pregnant wives, young families, they could opt out. I'm not sure they could do it for financial reasons only. The reason I said that is everybody's got a chance to make the postseason this year. You still have to look at your teammates in the eyes and say, I'm not playing. You don't play, you lose that fan base. You probably lose a ton of endorsement opportunities. Not like there's a ton in baseball, but still, those endorsement opportunities may dry up. So I think very, very few.
Well, still a lot to decide. Time's running out, as you said. Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls are brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series, available on radio.com/Dell. Bob, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, Dan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.